We begin the current daf Masech Zbav Metzia daf Chav Gimel. We begin 8 lines down from the top of the Yamed. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, and that is the Gemara had mentioned either the Machlekes was a separate Machlekes Rabban Rabba, or was dependent on the case of our Mishnah that spoke about Kriches B'Rishas Rabban regarding bundles in Rishas Rabban. There was a Machlekes Rabban Rabba if it was talking about that the bundle, the sheaves, the bundle of grain, if it actually had a siman or not. And the machlekes was, why would our Mishnah say that Harei Elu Shalei could keep it? Either is talking about that there was no siman, because if there were to be a siman, even though in Rishas Rabban, in the public domain which, where everyone walks, people would be stepping on it, it doesn't make a difference, it would still be a siman. A person would say that it didn't get totally ruined, he would still have a way of identifying it if someone found it, and therefore he wouldn't give up hope, and therefore you would have to announce it and you would have to return it. The other opinion said that no, that since it's what's called a siman ha'asul adaris, it's something that tends to get stepped on, therefore that's called loy have a siman, because although he had a siman, but it probably got stepped on, it got demolished, whatever I was able to show him that it was distinguished that it's mine, it's probably not there anymore, he's not relying on it, and therefore the halach is, it's loy have a siman, and therefore harei lo shaloi. That's why it's talking about that even if there is a siman, he said that kriches b'shas ram would still be harei lo shaloi. So that's where our Gemara continues on this, trying to bring a proof to Rava that he said that if it tends to get stepped on, it would still be considered a simon. And that is why our case of our Mishnah of a Kriches B'Rishas Rabban was told that there was no simon, because if it had a simon, although people step on it, it would still be a simon. So the Gemara says, Toshima, come in here, we bring a raya from our Mishnah, one of the other cases of the 10 cases mentioned that the Mishnah spoke about of the Metzias of that Harei Lo Shaloi, that when you find these lost objects, you can keep it. So one of the cases was Kikar Shel Nachtam, regarding the loaves of bread of a baker. So our Mishnah said, Harei Elu Shaloi. So that those loaves of the bakers, if you find it, you could keep it. Now the inference is, Hashal Balabais, but if it was not the loaves of a baker, which are generic, and that everyone's bread, the loaves of bread from a baker look the same. But here we're talking about from a homeowner. And every woman, every man, when they bake their bread, they do it a little bit different, it looks different. They could show that, yeah, that's my challah, I know how I bake my challah. Therefore the halach is, Chayv Lahachas. Then you're going to have to announce it and say whose challah is it, and they'll be able to show that it's their challah. Now Rashi just points out that although there's a Mishnah on Daf Chaf Hei that explicitly says this halacha, and the Gemara didn't have to learn it out from an inference and to say, oh, from our Mishnah that talks about the bakers where it's all the same, that's why you could keep it, but if it would be an individual homeowner, then you would have to call it out. The Mishnah says explicitly. However, Rashi points out that since the Gemara had asked on the opinion originally on that was mentioned of Kriches B'Rishas Rabban that they had asked on Rava, so once we already started speaking about our Mishnah, so we continued asking now on the opinion of Rabba from an inference of the Resha, but yeah, in truth, really, this is explicitly, it's mentioned straightforward in the Mishnah coming on the coming up Mishnah. We just said it because we were using the Mishnah as proofs, either way, against Rabba or Rava. So we continued, as we had asked before, from Rava on our Mishnah, so now we continued asking on Rabba from our Mishnah. So again, so the Gemara says, now, Shabbala buys my time, and now what's the reason? Why? Yes, fine. So the baker's type of challah, there's no way to prove it. So you find it in the Rishus Ram, you could keep it. Why is it, however, that it would be an individual person's that they made their challah that you would have to call it out? So the reason is, Kivin de Isbu Simon. That's because there is a sign. Why is there a sign? Because they made the idea. People know. Rifted the Inish Inishu. When you see a person that bake their own challah, so you know that people would be able to show they know how they make their challah. They could prove it. And therefore, there's a Simon. However, now the Gemara concludes the proof. The Loishna, Rishus Rabban, the Loishna Rishus Yachad, as the coming Mishnah, and also the inference from our Mishnah is that this wouldn't make a difference. It would even be not only Rishus Yachad, but even in Rishus Rabban, the halacha would be that Noit de Lamachers, that you would have to take it and announce it. So Alma, so you see Simon Ha'asaladaris, that although you write this as a Simon, because everyone could show that this is the challah that their wife made, their mommy made, or whatever it is. However, it's something that's Asaladaris, it's in Rishus Rabban, which is the exact case of what we're talking about, that when you find the challah of the baker in Rishus Rabban, that you could keep it. We're saying that if it's an individual of Alabais, then you would have to call it out. So even though it's in Rishus Rabban where it tends to get stepped on, yet have a Simon, still saying that simon, that it's the person could show that this is my challah, I know how I braided it, I know how I made it, but people are going to be stepping on it. And how are you going to prove on this flat pancake of what used to be a loaf of bread that it's yours? Yet in spite of that, the halacha Mishnah is telling us that it is chayav laharchis. You would have to announce it. So to yiftu the rabba, that refutes the opinion of rabba, who he said that if it tends to get stepped on, it's not a simon. And that's why he said in the case of krichis b'shazram in the bundles, that was talking about that even if there is a simon, you're going to be able to keep it because if it gets stepped on, it's no more simon. But then why do we say that kikur shel bal habayis is that you have to call out, it's asur l'daris, it tends to get stepped on, and yet still we say chayav laharchis. And then the Gemara says no. Amlech Rabbi, Rabbi would tell you that Hasim over there by the case of the loaves of the bread by that an individual person made. Hainu Tama, you want to know the reason why over there would be a simon? You have a good proof against me. It's something that gets stepped on. It's in Rosh Hashanah. The reason is Mishum De'ein Mavir Naloichan. It says there's another halacha that makes it that you're not allowed to step on foods. You're not step over foods. And that if someone finds food on the road, he's not allowed to go over them and to leave them there. And therefore, it doesn't get stepped on because whoever finds it picks it up first. So the halacha of Ein Mavir Naloichan means to say, you can't go by with food on the floor and just ignore it. You have to pick it up. If people are picking it up right away when it falls, no one's going to end up stepping on it. And if no one's going to step on it, then there's never going to be a problem of saying he's going to think, oh, wait a second, what's my point? You know, I was carrying my wife's challahs and it dropped out in Rosh Hashanah. And what am I going to do? I know there's a simon. I can prove that it's her challahs, but it gets stepped on. And that the Gemara Rab is answering, it doesn't get stepped on. Because if it got stepped on, you're right, it wouldn't be a simon. But the point is that people pick it up because they're not allowed to leave challah, not leave food on the floor, and that's why he'll be able to say what the simon is because it's not going to get stepped on. But that the Gemara asked, so fine. You know, Jewish people, they keep halachas of Ein Mavirin Aloichan. But for Ikan Achrim, there are the non-Jews that they do step on. They don't care, they'll step on the foods. And therefore, since they're going to step on it, so the person that dropped his challah is going to say, you know what? It's not only Jews here, there are non-Jews, there's tons of non-Jews. And they're going to step on it, and again, it's going to be Simon Asur L'daris, it's going to get stepped on. And how am I going to prove that it's mine? Because it's going to lose its Simon. So he gives up hope. And therefore, the halacha should be, again, according to Rabba, in the case of Kikur Shel Bal Habayis, when it's in Rosh Hashanah, that it should be Harelu Shaloi. And yet, the Mishnah is telling us, the Chayav L'Hachas, you do have to call it out. Obviously, what our Mishnah is teaching us is that Simon Os L'Daris have a Simon, that even if the non-Jews step on it, it's still going to be a Simon, not like Rabba. And that the Gemara says that no. Nachim Chayish L'Chshafim. The non-Jews, they're also not going to step on the food. And the reason is because they're concerned about witchcraft. And that is, they think that somebody put this food there on the floor on purpose to trip them up, so to speak, that they should get the witchcraft that's in the food that's going to harm them. And therefore, although they don't pick it up, they don't have the, you're right, they don't care about the halacha of Ein Mavirin Aloichan, oh, there's food on the floor, we have to pick it up. They don't care about that. However, they're not going to step on it because of the concern of witchcraft. So although the Jews might not be concerned about that, but they're going to pick it up. So really, no one's going to be stepping on it because the Jews don't allow it to stay on the floor. They're going to pick it up. And the non-Jews, they're not going to step in it because they're concerned about witchcraft. Again, it's not going to be a case of Simon Asur L'Daris, and that's why Chayav L'Hachas. But if it were to be stepped on, then you're right. Rabbi would tell you that it wouldn't be a Simon and Harelu Shaloi. But that the Gemara asked, so fine, so you took care of the Jews, you took care of the non-Jews. That's the humans. That's the people. But there's still the animals, there's the dogs, there's all these different types of things walking in the Rosh Hashanah. The animals are going to step on it. So again, they'll give up. So why is the halacha the chayav l'hachas? That the Gemara answers, ba'asad le'shchichi behem u'klavim. The case of our Mishnah that was telling us, that when you have the lobes of bread of a balabais, of an individual, that you have to call it out, is talking about in a place where there are no animals and dogs that frequent that area. But you're right, if there would be behem u'klavim, Rabbi would tell you the halacha would be, the harei l'shalei, you would be able to keep it, because then again, it would be a case of simon asur l'daris, which would not be a simon, and therefore, it would be harei l'shalei. Now the Gemara says, Lema, let's say that this machlikus Rabba and Rabba that we had spoken about from the previous daf going into today's daf, that simon ha'asur l'daris, regarding a simon that tends to get stepped on. Is it a simon or is not a simon? Let's say that's kitanoi. Let's say that this machlikus of Amiram, which is a much later period of time, is really a machlikus that was already argued about in the Tanoim, those from the Mishnais and the Brises, and that is from our Mishnah. Because we said in our Mishnah, Rabbi Huda says, Kol davish yesh b'shinoi. Anything that has something different about it, that something is very unusual, chayav l'hachas, you have to announce it. That's something that is considered a simon, and you're going to have to announce it. So Kate said, so we said in the Mishnah, how so? What's the type of case of something that's very unusual? Matze igul b'toichi cheres. If you find a round cake of pressed figs, which it's like a cake, which is the pressed figs pressed together, so it looks like a cake, and that was very common in the times of the Gemara. However, b'toichi cheres, inside of it is some earthenware. Now, what's that doing there? Or kikur b'toichi mois, you have a loaf of bread, again, which is very common, but inside there's money. Now, something's unusual about it. So in regards to that, so we say that Rehuda is saying that obviously this is, he planted it here, and this is obviously a sign he would be able to say that it's his by saying, I have money in there. Who else puts money in the challah? And therefore, such a thing, you would have to call out. Now, Mechlal, the Gemara says an inference that from the fact that this is Rabbi Yehuda, there are other opinions mentioned in our Mishnah. The Tanakama Saba, obviously Tanakama, who doesn't say this, he obviously doesn't agree to Rabbi Yehuda, because if he agreed, Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't say this statement. It would be included what the Tanakama says. So obviously the Tanakama holds, even when you have this unusual thing about money in challah or pottery, earthenware in the cake of pressed figs, that he would hold Hariel Shalai. No, even then, you would still be able to keep it, because it's still the eagle devela, it's still the loaf of bread. These are things that don't have a simon. So now, the Gemara is going to explain, which a lot of the Gemara is going to be speaking about, that there's three different variables. Variable means to say a component, something that's involved in this equation, in this case, and there's an assumption in the Gemara what that everyone agrees upon. But what's the point that they argue on? So the Gemara explains as follows. Savrua, they had thought, those who were trying to explain that the Machlekes Rabbah and Rabbah is really Machlekes in our Mishnah, that first of all, the Kuleyama Simen HaBama Elav, that everybody holds, both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, that everyone holds, that a Simen that comes by itself. Now what it means is that it comes by itself. It means that it's very likely for it to happen by itself. For example, earthenware. You know what? Sometimes it falls into the cake of pressed figs. It could happen. It could have just fell in. Or when they're baking the challah, when they're making the dough, the woman had some coins around and it fell in, and it could be inside the challah. However, everyone does agree, and this is what the Gemara had assumed, that have a simon, that would be a simon. That is, we wouldn't say that money fell into the dough when they were making it, or that earthenware fell in. We'd say that, no, it's very likely, and that's what we would assume, that the person intentionally placed it and it didn't fall in by itself, and therefore we would consider it as something that has a simon. Now, additionally, that the Gemara had assumed, that everyone agreed, umavir nalaychen, that you could pass by food. You don't have to pick it up. People might step on the food, because you don't have a chiv to pick it up. Now, if so, my love, doesn't it make sense to say, now, so what are they arguing about regarding this case that Rehuda had mentioned, that he said chayv lahachers, and the Tanakhama says, no, harei lo shaloi, when you have something unusual about it, when you have the money inside the challah, for example. They argued about the third variable, b'simen ha'os ledaris kamifugi. What they were arguing about was the machlekes, Rabbah and Rabbah, regarding a simen, which this is a simen, that everyone saying that we don't think it happened by itself. He purposely put it there, and therefore that's obviously a simen. And mavir na la'ichlin, we could pass by it, and therefore what that means is, if we could pass by it, it means people are going to be stepping on it. And therefore what they're arguing about is something that it has a simen, again, which was the first thing we mentioned, but that people step on, because as we said, that's mavir na la'ichlin. The second idea, is that a simen or not? Marsava, the Tanakama held, lo have a simen. That's not a simen. That's why we said the Tanakama would hold. Harei shalei could keep it, because they hold, since people are mavir and aleich, and they step in it, so it's a simen os ladars, and a simen os ladars, like Rabba, is lo have a simen. That's not a simen. Marsava, Rabbi Yehuda held, have a simen. He held that it is a simen. And therefore, although this is something, because mavir na lo'ichlin, people do pass by, they don't pick up the food, and people do step on it, however, that's still going to be a simon, like Rava. That's what the Gemara wanted to say, that the machlokes, Rabbah and Rava, is really machlokes in our Mishnah. And that the Gemara says that no. Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rava. And now Rav Zvid says this in the name of Rava, that is Rava's Shita. He comes to explain that simon os ladaris is a simon. He comes to explain that no, you can't say that the Tanakama, who you want to say is like Rabba, and you're trying to say that who I'm trying to explain, Rabbi Shita, is Rabbi Yehuda. It's not true. I'll show you that the Tanakama is not the way you explained it now. And that's why I'm going to show you that everyone agrees to Rabba. And then the Gemara is going to give an explanation that no, everyone agrees to Rabba. But that you can't say this, that this is the Machlekes, if they hold like Rabba or Rabba. So he says, Isa Gadaydech, if you would think the Kasava Tanakama, that the Tanakama holds, like you're trying to explain, like Rabba, that simen ha'as ladaris lahav a simen, oh, that the reason why he holds that when you find this challah with the money inside of it, that you could keep it, is because he holds that since it gets stepped on, that's not a simen. Umavir na lo eichlin, and that's because you're saying that everyone agrees that you could pass by food and you don't have to pick it up, and therefore people step on it. And again, since people step on it, even if you want to say that it didn't just fall in by itself and that it's a simen, but since they step on it, it's not a simen. But how could you say that? The Mishnah tells us too, Kikar shel bal habayis b'shus harabim, regarding the loaves of bread of an owner, which you find in Rishus Rabim, which we said could be inferred from our Mishnah, or explicitly it says in the Mishnah later on Chafayim and Aleph. The question is, what is that case of the loaf of bread of an individual that's in Rishus Rabim? That's, first of all, Mavirin alo Eichlin, you said. You said that people do stop, they do pass over food and they don't pick it up. That means people are going to step on it. And although that you're right, this is something that has a simen, because it's a loaf of an individual person, but that's a simen ha'asil ledaris, which you're telling me the Tanakama holds, loy have a simen like Rabbah. So then the question is, amay macher is, why does the Mishnah Chafayim et Aleph, and the inference of our Mishnah too, of the statement of the Tanakama himself, sound like that you would have to go ahead and call it out? Why? It's a simen ha'asil ledaris, which according to the way you're explaining the Tanakama like Rabbah, is loy have a simen, and therefore you should be able to keep it. Ella, rather, Rab Zvid says in the explanation of Rava, and the Gemara will give two pshatim. Again, as we said, that Rab Zvid will say to explain his opinion that he's explaining of Rava, that it's going to be a simon. And then later on, Rava will explain that no, everybody agrees that loy have a simon, it's not a simon. So rather, Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rava, he says, the kuli amisavi, truth, everybody holds that from, we're going to talk about the three different ideas that are part of this, again, which are Simen Asladaris, Mavirin Aloichlin, and Simen Habame Elav, that happens by itself. He says that, first of all, Simen Asladaris have a Simen. No, everyone agrees to Rava. A Simen that tends to get stepped on is a Simen. Not like the way you're trying to say that the Tanakama is like Rava. Second point is, everyone agrees, Mavirin Aloichlin, that, yeah, you do pass by food, you don't have to pick it up. And that is, although we're talking about the kikaris of a bala bayis that you have to call out, like we said, that the loaves of bread of an individual, you have to call out, that's because a simen ha'asladaris is have a simen. Like we said, that was his question that he had asked. What are you going to do with the case of a kikaris of a bala bayis? So that's not a difficulty, because we're saying that a simen ha'asladaris, everyone agrees to Rava, that would be a simen. However, v'hacha over here, by the case of the eagle shel devela, the round cake of pressed figs, that they argue about, that the Tanakama we're showing that he holds Ariel Shaloi, and Rabbi Huda holds that Chayv Lahachiz, that's on the third idea, which we had assumed beforehand that everyone agrees to. No, that's what they're arguing about. B'simen habome elav kamivki, they're arguing about a simen that happens by itself, or that it could happen by itself. And that is the Tanakama, so the Tanakama holds, simen habome elav lo have a simen. He holds that's not a simen, because that could have just fell in the money. If it's something that's uniquely yours and you could show that that's yours, let's say the type of challah that you bake, that's obviously a simon. But something that might have just happened and fell in, that we don't assume is a simon, and therefore someone finds it could keep it. Whereas Rabbi Huda Savan, that Rabbi Huda holds that, no, have a simon. He holds it is a simon, therefore chayav lahachas, you have to call it out, because we don't assume that. We say that the person probably put it in to be like a simon, or at least he knows that, and therefore it's something that will be considered a simon. That's what they argue about. Again, but not if they argue on the simon asladaris. To that, everyone holds like Rava, that would be a simon. And again, that's how we explain why the case of even the Tanakama would agree that the kikar shel bal habayis would be chayv lahachris, even though it's in the Shazram, people step on it, because similarly asladaris have a simon. However, Rabba Amalach the Gemara says, Rabba would tell you, you're right, they're not arguing the Tanakama and Yehuda. In my opinion, that's like the Tanakama and Rava's opinion, like Rabbi Huda. To the contrary, the Kulam everyone holds, Simen Asladaris lo have a Simen. Regarding the first of the three variables, that everyone holds that if it tends to get stepped on, then it's not going to be a Simen like Rava holds. Not like how Rav Zvid had explained that everyone holds that it would be a Simen like Rava. And the second point is, Ve'ein Mavir Naloichem. And now he has to say this, that however people do not step on the food, because or else he's not going to be able to explain that everyone holds like him, because if people go ahead and walk over it, and we say he says Simen Asladaris is not a Simen, then how are you going to ever have any opinion, and that is the opinion of Rabbi Huda, to say Chayv Lahachris, if, again, even if it's a Simen, however, if it's, people are going to be walking over it, because Mavir Nala Eichlin, and Simen Asladaris will have a Simen, like Rabbi holds, so then why would it be a simon, and why would Rabbi Huda hold Chayv Lahachris? So therefore, he has to say that if everyone's agreeing, they're agreeing, first of all, that simon asladaris, like me, is not a simon, and also that people do not walk over food. They have a chiv to go ahead and pick it up. So therefore, again, that will not be a problem if there is a simon here, which we'll say that's exactly what their machlekes is, if we consider this a simon or not. But however, if there is a simon, since people do not pass over it and they pick it up, it's not going to get stepped on. Rather, b'halacha b'simin haba me'elav kemifka. What they are arguing about is regarding a simin that happens by itself. Again, similar how Rav Zvid had explained the name of Rava, but he just turned the tables and said that the other two variables are not like the way you said it. Rather, it's that everyone holds like me, that if it would get stepped on, it would not be a simin. But it's talking about that people don't step on it because eimavir na'alaycha. However, we both agree that they are arguing about regarding a simin that happens by itself. Tanakama saw b'loy have a simin. Tanakama holds that we don't assume that he put it in there. Therefore, it's not going to be a simin. So that's why harel shalai. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda saw, Rabbi Yehuda holds, have a simin. It is going to be a simin. And that is the reason of Rabbi Yehuda is because, as we explained, that since there's a simin, because simin abo me'elav, we don't say it happened by itself. We say you put it in there. And since imavir na'alaycha, and people did not pass by, so it's not going to get stepped on. And therefore, although if it would get stepped on, then Rabbi holds that everyone would agree it wouldn't be a simin. But since it doesn't get stepped on, that's why it's going to be a simin. However, the Tanakama holds, although he agrees, imavir na'alaycha, no one steps on it. And that's why, how Rabbi comes to answer the question that was asked on him before, why the kikur shel bal bayis you have to call out, because people do not step on it, which the Gemara had asked on Rabbi before, only because the assumption was, as we had explained the machlekes of the two Tanoim, as the machlekes Rabbi and Rava, that everyone assumed that mavir nalaych was saying that ain mavir nalaych. People don't step on food, and therefore it's not going to get stepped on. And since it's not going to get stepped on, that's why, according to Tanakama, even by the case of a kikur shel bayis, it would be chayv laharis. However, the reason by the eagle shel devela, by the round cake of pressed figs, that's because there is no simen there at all. So you're right, no one's stepping in it, no one would ruin the simen, but there's no simen because we say simen haba me'elav. If it could have happened by itself, we say that it came by itself and it's not a simen, but you would hold that no, simen haba me'elav, even though it could have happened by itself, we say that it is a simen. Now the Gemara says the ikka da'amri, that those that say that this whole discussion that we wanted to say of lemiketanoi, let's say that this, whatever it is that this is a machlokes tanoim of our Mishnah of the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda, which the first version that we had just quoted was that they wanted to say the machlokes of Rabba and Rava. If Simon Asla Daris is a Simon or not, that is Lemika Tanoi. Let's say that's the machlokes in our Mishnah of the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda. And those that now the Gemara says that let's say that on the topic of Imavirin al Ha'oichlin, that's what they wanted to say Lemika Tanoi. Let's say that this halacha, can you pass by food and not pick it up? Or imavir na'alaychlin, can you pass by and that and then you do have to pick it up? You can't not be maver, you would have to pick it up. And that is what the Gemara is saying, that let's say that is a machlokes tanoim. That is as follows. Just like they had assumed two different points, and one of them was the machlokes in the first version, now they assume two other things, and that they assume that and that the machlokes is based on this point of mavir na'alaychlin or not. Sevru, they had thought, again, this is in the second version, the kuliyama that everyone holds, first of all, simen haba me'elav hava simen. If a simen that happens by itself, which is the case that they're discussing in the ugel shel devela, that if you have, let's say, a piece of pottery inside the round cake of pressed figs, that we say that it is a simen. And hava simen, we don't say that maybe it happened by itself, we say that it's a simen. And the second thing that they agree to is with simen ha'as ladaris lo hava simen, and that if it's something that tends to get stepped on, it's not going to be a simen, like Rabba. Now, my lav, now doesn't it make sense to say by the case of the eagle shel devela that has cheres inside of it, again, that it is going to be considered a simen, even though it could have happened by itself. However, if it would get stepped on, then everyone would agree that it wouldn't be a simen. So what is this machlekes if they hold that it's a simen or not? Must be on the third point of b'mavir na'alaychlin k'mifki, they're arguing about will it get stepped on or not? Because there is a simen here, but however, if it would get stepped on, it wouldn't be a simen. So obviously the machlekes is, would it get stepped on? Now what does that depend on if it would get stepped on? Now look, if there's people. No. If you're allowed to be mavar aloichin, if you're allowed to go ahead and pass by and not pick it up, and hence people step on it, or not. And that is the marsa of a Tanakama held that mavirin, that you could pass by food without picking it up. And that's why it's not a simen. And that's why he says a real ishalai, because people are going to step on it, because you don't have a chiv to pick it up. You don't have an obligation to do that. Whereas the Marsa of Rabbi Yehuda held that imavirin, that you're not allowed to pass by food, and therefore no one's going to step on it. And therefore, the reason why he says chayv lahachris is because although that this simen was what's called simen haba me'elav, it could have happened by itself, but on that point everyone agrees that the simen haba me'elav have a simen, and that since no one's passing it by, they have to pick it up, and so no one's going to step on it. That's why chayv lahachris, that's why we have to call it out. And that is what lemika tanoi. Let's say this halach of imavirin or mavin aloichin is the machlekes in our Mishnah. On that, similar like in the first version Am Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rava. Again, Rav Zvid comes to explain in the name of Rava to explain his opinion that Simon Os Ladaris have a Simon, which in the way we just explained the Gemara now, that the assumption was that everyone would agree to Rava, that Simon Os Ladaris la have a Simon, and that's where the Machalikus would be if it's in this halacha of Mavirin or Ein Mavirin Ala Eichlin. That he comes to explain, wait a second. As he had asked before, if you would assume Savat Tanakama, the Tanakama holds Simon Os Ladaris la have a Simon, that he holds and that everyone holds, like Rava, that if it would get stepped in, it wouldn't be a Simon. Umavirin Ala Eichlin. And then you said, okay, so now the reason why it's ultimately not going to be a simon is because people are allowed to pass by the food and not pick it up, and that's why you're saying Tanna Kama holds Ariel Shaloi. But then the question is, Kikarisha Balabais Bishus Rabim, that regarding the case of the loaves of an individual in the public domain, which again, that you're telling me that Mavirin Aloich, and people do not have to pick it up, and if it's going to get stepped on, and therefore that's like something that Loi have a simon. So then the question is, Amai Machris, why does the Tanna Kama himself hold that you have to call it out, but it gets stepped on, and you just told me that the Tanna Kama holds anything that gets stepped on, like Rava does, that lo have a simon. So why does the Tanna Kama agree that on this case of Kikar Shabbal Abayis, which is Rabin, that you do have to call it out, and you cannot keep it? Ella rather, Amra Zimish made the Rava, he says it's not true. It's not that everyone holds like Rava, not like Rava, that everyone holds simon osildaris, lo have a simon. Rather, the Kula Amra Savri, that everybody holds to the contrary. Simon osildaris, have a simon. Everyone agrees like Rava, that if a simon that would get stepped on, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't ruin it. It's still going to be considered a simon, and the person does not give up hope. And that's why you usually have to call it out. And you're right, people do step over food. But that's not a problem. Because even if it's that people pass by and they step on it, that's not going to ruin the simon. Because simon also does have a simon. So if everyone agrees to that, so then what are they arguing about? Then even the Tanna Kama should hold that chayv lahachris, you should have to call it out because there's a simon and we don't care that people step on it. And that the Gemara says, b'simon habame elav kimifka. As we had explained in the first version, that that Rav Zvid says that what they are arguing about is regarding a simon that happens by itself, that could happen by itself. The Tanna Kama holds simon habame elav lahav a simon. He says, no, it's not a simon. It probably fell in by itself, and therefore you could keep it. But however, it is going to be a simon, and that's why chayv lahachris, but not because everyone holds like Rabba, but rather everyone holds like Rava, and they're arguing about a different point of simon abome elav, not on mavirin or emavirin, because everyone holds mavirin, but still, the problem is going to be if there's a simon in the first place or not. For Rabba, malach, Rabba would answer to you, according to his opinion. No, the kuliyam that everyone holds, simon osildar is loy have a simon. Everyone holds like me, that simon that tends to get stepped on is not a simon. And therefore, as we explained before, he has to say that that everyone holds that you would not step over, that you cannot pass by the food, and you have to pick it up again, because if you're going to step on it, then according to everyone, even according to Yehuda, it's not going to be a simon, because Rabbi is saying everyone holds like him, that a simon that tends to get stepped on is not a simon. So however, what are they arguing about? Again, the same point as what Rav Zvid has said, that in Rav's opinion that he's saying they argue about. But again, he's just arguing on the two other points, if Simon HaSladaris is Hava Simon and Mavin HaLoichel or not. What they are arguing about is regarding a Simon that happens by itself. Tanakama holds Simon HaBamei Elav Lava Simon. He holds that if it happens by itself, it's not going to be a Simon, and therefore we say that it probably just fell in, that's why he could keep it. Rehuda holds that it is a Simon. And that concludes the discussion of these two different versions of the Gemara regarding what was the Lemi Katanoi, the Machlekes and Mishnah by the Tanna Kama and Yehuda. And the reason is because there are these three points, as the Gemara points out, that keeps on changing, and therefore it's not clear what exactly they're arguing about, because there is the point of Simon HaBamei Elof, regarding that it happens by itself, if that's a Simon or not. Then there's regarding Simon Os Ladaris, which was the Machlekes Rabba and Rava, if it tends to get stepped on or not, is that a Simon? And also, if Mavirin Aloichel or not, if people do go ahead and pass by and not pick it up, and therefore it would get stepped on or not, that is also, these are the three points that go into consideration of what is the Machlekes between the Tanna Kama, the first opinion in our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda. However, now, Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rava, Rav Zvid continues saying in the name of Rava, who again he holds a Simon Os Ladaris, have a Simon. So he gives a general rule regarding the halachas of an aveda, of a lost item. So he says, klalo da avedita, a general concept for a lost item is that kiven da amma vayla lechesaron kis, once you hear the owner say, oh, woe to me that I have lost this amount of money, miyayish liminei, that's a sign that he already gave up hope, and therefore if someone finds it right after that, he can keep it because it was already yush, which essentially is a halachic concept of like hafker, that it's ownerless. Another halacha, v'amma zibnish me derava, This one relating to what we had mentioned before about his interpretation of Rava, that regarding that we said simon osla daras have a simon. Hilchas of the halacha is as follows: kriches b'shus rabim, bundles in rishus rabim, and that is as we had explained that this is Rav Zirin, name of Rava, who he holds, as we had mentioned in the previous daf, that the case of our Mishnah of kriches b'shus rabim is talking about that there is no simon. Because if there were a simon, as we're going to explain, that even though it gets stepped on, that would still be a simon. So regarding these sheaves, these bundles of stalks of grain in Rishus HaRabim, Harei L'Shaloi, so that's what our Mishnah says, that you could keep it. However, Rishus HaYachid, in the private domain, so that depends. Iderch Nefilim, if you find that it looks like it fell from the person, then Harei L'Shaloi, then you could keep it. Because then you cannot say, although we pointed out in the previous daf, that Rava holds not like Rabba, that Rava holds that Mokim is a simon, that even if there's no simon in the object itself, but the person can say, I found it on the corner of this avenue in this street. If someone tells me what the object was, I'll give it to them. So however, here the mokim, the place cannot be a simon, because the person doesn't know where it fell from him. It just fell out, and he doesn't know where it fell. So therefore, there's no simon whatsoever, not in the object itself, because it's just kriches, which has no sign intrinsically to it. And even the place where you find it cannot be a simon. So therefore, the halacha is you could keep. However, if it was found in a place where it looked like it was put down, then you take it and you call it out. Again, like we said, Rava l'shitasai, and that's where Rava is going, and not like Rava, that Mokim, the place, is also a simon. However, as Rashi says, you're not allowed to leave it there. And because although it looks like the guy put it down over here, so then what's the point of taking it and calling it out? He left, it didn't fall from him, he put it down, so he's going to come back for two reasons. First of all, maybe a non-Jew is going to come and find it and he's going to take it. And second of all, maybe he forgot it. Yeah, he put it down, but he got busy and he got distracted, and now he doesn't remember. But when someone says, I found something on this avenue, he's like, oh, I forgot it, then he's going to call it out. That's why you take it and you call it out. Now, Rav Zvid concludes, and he says, v'zeh v'zeh b'davish im b'yisim. These cases that I was just speaking about was talking about that they don't have a simon. And that is both for the case when you have to leave it, let's say kriches versus rabim, that you could, in other words, that we said you could take it because there's no simon. And regarding the case of when you have to call it out, of the case when it's in Rishus HaYachid and it looks like it was put down, because although there's no simon, but the makom is a simon. Aval b'davar sheyesh bo simon, however, something that actually has a simon, then loishna b'rishus HaRabim, it doesn't make a difference if you find it in the public domain. For loishna b'rishus HaYachid, and it doesn't make a difference if you find it in the private domain. Bein derech nefila, whether it fell, or bein derech hanocha, whether it was placed down, chayiv l'hachris, the halacha would be that one would have to call it out. And again, as we explained, that's Rava l'shitas, according to his opinion that we mentioned before, that he holds simon asla daris, have a simon. So if it has a simon, it doesn't make a difference. If it fell, it doesn't make a difference even though people are stepping on it, because simon asla daris, have a simon. It's only in the other cases where we have to say that the makam would be a simon, or that there's no simon whatsoever in Rishus HaRabim, that's why you'd be able to keep it. But if it has a simon, it doesn't make a difference that people step in, that it's still going to be a simon. Now the Gemara continues on to Amud Beis. The Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah, which spoke about, when it was talking about Eilu Metziyah Shalai, that these are the found objects that you could keep. So it spoke about 10 different types of cases to illustrate this halacha of Harei L'Shalai. So the sixth case that we said that you could keep, because there's no simon in it, and therefore if there's no way to identify to show that it's yours, so you're going to give up hope, and that's why the one who finds could keep it, was U'machreizah Shal Dagim, that a string of fish, that's how they used to sell it, they used to have the fish on a string. If one finds that, one could keep it. And that the Gemara asks, Amai, why is that? Have a kesher simon. Let the knot, how the person knotted it, be a sign. Because everyone knots differently. It's not always the same. I made a big bow, I made it like this. Why isn't that a simon? And that the Gemara says, we're talking about a case, b'ktara d'tzayada. We're talking about the knots of the fishermen. The kuliyama, hachemikachi. Everyone has the same knots. The fishermen, the way they sell it, they tie it the same way. And therefore, there's no sign. But then the Gemara asks, we'll have a minion simon. Okay, fine. So the knot's not a simon. But anything that shows that I can prove that it's mine is a simon. That's a sign. So let the amount of fish I have on my string be a sign. He maybe has 8, he has 7, he has 2, he has... And that the Gemara says, b'minyan d'shavin. We're talking about the amount that's equal, and that is the fishermen, their custom is already that when they string it, they put on the same amount, let's say 10 fish on every string, and therefore there's no sign, because since this is what everyone buys from the fishermen, the knot is the same, and the amount of fish on it is the same. Now, related to what the Gemara had just assumed in its question, that let the amount of fish be a sign, the Gemara actually says it in the question. But even in Rav Sheshes, they ask from Rav Sheshes, minyan have a simon, is the number of how many objects there is, even though there's no sign showing it, that it looks, it's the same as everything. Let's say a loaf of bread of a baker, something that there were 10 of them. there was a baker's dozen, something that there was there. Is the amount a sign? Allah have a sign. Maybe that's not a sign because it's not an intrinsic, it's not something in the thing itself that shows that it's mine, like I made a crack and I know there's a certain mark here or there. That's maybe that's not a simon, or would that even be a simon because I could tell you how many there were? Let him learn Rav Sheshar. Rav Sheshar responded to them, Tinisua, you learned this in the Braisa. The Braisa says, Matzah Kli Chesef. If someone finds silver vessel, a silver cup or something like that, Uklina Chayshes, or a copper vessel, Gistrin Shalavar, or broken pieces of lead, B'chol Kli Matzah, and all types of metal kalim. So the halacha is, Harizu Lo Yachzer, you can't return it. Until it gives a sign showing that, you know, I know it has something broken over here, or until he figures out the exact amount of the weight, and that is, he says the weight and it's exactly like he said. Now that would be considered a simon. So Rav Sheshar said, the mishkal have a simon, there's something like weight would be considered a sign. So then midah, that means measurements. Let's say how long it is, how wide it is, uminin, and the amount, now may have a simon. Those would also be a simon because those are the same type of categories. Weight, measurements, and amounts, volume, these are all considered the same mathematical category, and therefore, that's why he proved that minyan would be a simon, and that's why they go ahead and ask, let the amount of fish be a simon, and that we said, yes, but everyone has the same amount from the fishermen's. Now the Gemara continues discussing the next case, the seventh case in that Mishnah that we said, if you find it, harei lechulei. So the Mishnah said, v'chaticha shel basar, if you find a piece of meat, you could keep it. Now that the Gemara asks, amai, lahava mishkala simon. You just mentioned before, you quoted a braisa that said that the weight of an object is a sign. So let him just say, mine is 7 ounces. He could say the weight of the object, how much it was. So why do you say that you don't have to call it out? That the Gemara says, you're right, we're talking about Mishkol Deshavin. The case of the Mishnah was talking about common items. That's why Harei, there's no sign to them. And the way it's sold by the butchers is that they make all the pieces the same size, the same amount of weight, and therefore there's no way to prove that it's yours. But that the Gemara asks, but still there is some way to prove something that is the piece. How so? But to have a chaticha gufesimen, let the piece of meat itself be a sign, and to say which part of the animal it's from. That oida dafka, either you could say there's two interpretations of Rashi, what does the dafka mean? Either it means that you could say it was a piece of meat from the neck, or he says he heard that the word dafik means to bang, to pound, that it's what's called the flanken, the flanks, which is the part of the animal that it pounds when he's tired. So you could either say that it's from the flanken or from the neck, oidiatmo, from the thigh. In other words, I could show that I know what it is and to prove that it's mine, because I could tell you which piece of meat it was. And Milo Tanya, didn't we learn the Braisa that says that this would be a simon? Because the Braisa says, Matzah Chatich is Dagim. If someone finds pieces of fish, now the Gemara assumes right now that there's no sign in the fish itself, but the piece itself would be the simon, that it was a piece of fish that was from close by the head, or was from the tail part of the fish, which is what the Gemara is going to ask from and say that you see that just which piece of fish it is, you see chayv lahachiz, you'd have to call it out. And therefore, the same thing by the piece of meat, say which part of meat is it from? Is it the flanken? Is it from the neck? Then the Braisa, however, continues and says, v'dag nashach, so to a piece of fish that was bit, which is obviously a sign, chayv lahachiz, so these two cases, you have to call out. Again, like we said, that's what the Gemara is going to ask from that, which is that you see just the piece itself, where it's from, is a sign. However, whereas by the Braisa continues and says, which the Gemara later on will explain this, says Chavi Yishal Yain, however, barrels of wine, Vishal Shemen and of oil, Vishal Tvua and of produce of grain, Vishal Gregoris and of pressed figs, Vishal Zaysim and of olives. So if you have a basket of any of these things, the halacha over there is Harelu Shaloi. Those are things that don't have a simon, and therefore that you could keep. Again, however, the Gemara's question is, why do we say in our Mishnah that piece of meat that you could keep because there's no simon? What do you mean? You're right, there's no simon in how much it weighs. But the simon should be in which piece of meat it is, just like we say, bechatichas of dag. And the Gemara says, no. In truth, which piece of meat it's from which part of the animal, is not a simon. But hoch maeskin, here in the braisa, where we said that the chatichas of dag, that the piece of fish, you have to announce that you would have to call it out, that's b'deika simon b'paska. There's the sign in how it's cut. And that is, it wasn't cut how it's normally cut. How so? Kihad de Rabbi Bar Avuna, like Rabbi Bar Avuna, that he used to send meat to his wife in the hand of a non-Jew. Now, he needed to show his wife that it was being sent from him and it wasn't the meat from the non-Jew, therefore it wouldn't be kosher. How did he do this? He would cut it on the three corners, which means to say that he made the piece a three-cornered piece of fish in the shape of a triangle. Now that would be a siman. But however, if it's just which piece of fish it is, that wouldn't be a siman. And therefore, that's what chatichas dag meant, mean how it's cut. If I could tell you it's cut in the shape of a heart, yeah, that's going to show that I know that it's mine. However, just which piece of fish it's from, that wouldn't be a sign. Now, the Gemara actually says, Dekinami, that it seems to be precise like this, the way we just answered, that the pieces of fish is not which piece of the fish it is, but rather how it's cut. And the reason why it makes sense to say that is because Diktani Dumi, the Dag Noshech, what were the two cases that the Braisa said that you have to call out? The Chatich is Dag, and the fish that was bitten. What's the simen over there in how it was cut and what was taken out from it? The bite in it. Shmamino, you could infer from there that the halacha by the chatichas dag is not which piece of fish it is from. And therefore, the case of the meat is going to be the same thing. You're going to be able to keep it because just to say which piece of meat it's from would not be a full-fledged simen. Rather, the reason over there was in how it was cut, what was taken out from the fish, just like the case of dag noshech, of the fish that it was bitten out from. Amar, so the Gemara goes back to explain that end of that braisa that we just quoted. Chavish shal yain, we said barrels of wine, v'shal shemen and of oil, v'shal tfuah and of grain, v'shal groigis and of pressed figs, v'shal zesim and of olives, harei l'shloi. So we said that obviously sounds like that there's no simen, and you could keep it. That the Gemara asks, but tonight we learned the Mishnah, the coming Mishnah, chavei amad aleph, kadi yain, we said barrels of wine, v'kadi shemen and barrels of oil, chayiv l'hachas. You have to call it out, and that it's not yours. That seems to be a clear contradiction between that braisa and the coming Mishnah. On that, the Gemara gives two answers. Amar b'zeir amar Rav, he says, Masnitin, our Mishnah later on, the Chafei Amadav, that says you have to call it out, is talking about Birashim. Now, what does Rashim mean? So Rashi explains, Rashim is that in the times of the Gemara, the barrels were made out of earthenware. And when they would close it, they would take a cover of earthenware. Now, they would take clay, which is this hard substance, like lime and these things, and they would surround it to close the cover of the barrel onto the barrel, that the aroma of the wine should not come out. However, in the days of Shvat and Nisan, which were the two seasons that the homeowners would go ahead and sell their barrels to the store owners, to the retailers, to then sell to the people, they would sell like 10 or 15 at one shot. Now, they would take the covers off, and the purpose was so that those retailers, the store owners who are coming to buy, they want to taste it to see if it's of good quality. Then sometimes they would go ahead and cover it, and then again surrounded with this clay, with this cement around the cover of the barrel. That cementing again around that clay is what's called known as roshim. Now, and then the store owner would go ahead and take it to his home, and then he would go ahead and sell it in the store. Now, our Mishnah is talking about that the barrel had this reshima, had this cover, had this this clay seal around the top. Now that's a simon. Why is that a simon? Because it has this reshima. Because many times the store owner comes, and it seems like even that the majority of the times that they would take it without covering it again with clay, because anyone's going to be selling it. What's the point of closing it again? Only few of them would, because they wanted to keep whichever one they didn't go ahead and selling right now, because there's 10 or 15, they would close it with this reshim. Therefore, those that are found with a reshim is a simon. He could say, oh, mine had a reshim, because generally people do not have that. And that's why our Mishnah was saying that on Chafayim and Aleph, that Chayv Lahachis, because it has a simon. That the Gemara asks as follows. Mechlal, what could be inferred, is the Braisa, that the Braisa who says that Harei L'Shaloi, that was the contradiction, the Mishnah says you have to call it out. Braisa says that you can keep it. So when the Braisa says you can keep it, it's obviously talking about what? Bepesuach? When it's open? And I think Gemara asks, that's obvious. Why would we need a Braisa to tell you that you could keep an open barrel? Ibepesuach, if it's open, avei demidasi, that's what's known as a lost item with the person's knowledge and willingness, and he, so to speak, threw it away. Because if he's leaving it open, all the bugs and the crawling vermin and the snakes, they're all going to go in and drink from it. And if it's an aved midas, that is obvious. I wouldn't need a braisa to tell me. So how can you say, oh, that it's not difficult, the steer, the contradiction of the braisa and the Mishnah. Mishnah says that you have to call it out because it has this simen of the reshim. which not everyone does, and therefore he could prove that it's his. But the brisa that says you could keep it is that there is no simen because it's uncovered. But if it's uncovered, you don't even need the brisa to tell you that it's you could keep it, that it's going to be arei l'shaloi, because there's no simen. It's more than just no simen, it's avei midas. He obviously doesn't care about it, and of course you don't have to go ahead and call it out because he's letting all the bugs in, drink from it, and no one's going to want it after that. On that, the Gemara says that Amrav Hoshia, the Gemara gives two answers to that. B'meitzef. That what we're talking about is that he did put the cover on, even the case of the brisa. However, he didn't close it with the cement, with the clay. He didn't put the seal around it. So you're right, there's no simen. And that's where the brisa says, arei l'shaloi, but it's not aved midas either, because the bugs are not getting in because he did cover it. Abaya says, this was the second teretz. So the first teretz was saying that it's Rosham. He's saying, to explain the contradiction, he says, you could say that both the Mishnah and the Braisa are talking about that there is this Rishima. Khan, however, in our Mishnah, in coming on Chaf Hamad Alf, that says that you have to announce it, is Kodim Sheniftechu Ha'etzres. That was before the storehouses were open for the buyers to go ahead and take it and to sell it. Those people, they don't usually sell from the barrels so early in the season. Now, one individual happened to go ahead and sell earlier than used to be. In such a case, that Roshim, which is only made at that later point, once the storehouse is open, everyone's selling and everyone's buying, and then to be able to resell it. Then everyone's tasting, all the barrels are open, then they reseal all of them. Yeah, at that point in time, that Roshim is not going to be a simon because everybody's doing it. But our Mishnah is talking about that the Roshim was done before the season starts. Now, everyone's barrel was closed. They didn't open it and then reseal it with this Roshim. Only one or two people that are selling early. Oh, that's going to be a simon, because who has a Roshim this early in the season? Khan, the Braisa, that says that Harei L'Shalai, even though there's a Roshim, is La'achar Sheniftach Ha'etzres. It's after that the storehouses are open. After the storehouses are open, you're right, some people take it back without sealing it, but there's so many that seal it, then there wouldn't be a simon, and then it would be Harei L'Shalai. As the Gemara brings a story to illustrate this last opinion of Abaye, Ki hodi Rav Yaakov bar Abba, that Ashke Chavita de Chamra, he found a barrel of wine, La'achar Sheniftach Ha'etzres, once the storehouses were already open. Everyone was selling, things, barrels were being opened and resealed. So Asla Kamed Abaye came in front of Abaye. So Amalei, he said, Zil Shkoy L'Nafshach, take it for yourself, and that is, even if there's a Roshim, it doesn't make a difference. Or it could be like the other pshat that the Gemara had said, that it's after the season, and therefore, since there was no seal, but once the season opens up, then that's a different halacha. And that is, at least according to what Abaye said, that even if it's resealed, you'll still be able to keep it because there's no simon. There's many people that reseal it. It's only that our Mishnah said that you have to call it out when it was before the season of the storehouses. Now the Gemara continues with a question that will relate back to this price that we've just been speaking about of Kadi Yain v'Kadi Shemen. The Gemara asks as follows, Rav Bibi asked from Rav Nachman the following question, which we had mentioned on the previous daf, was actually Machlekes Rabba and Rabba. And the question was, Mokim Havasimen or Loi Havasimen? Is an area a sign or not? And there's two ways to define this halacha of the place being a simen. Either that a person says, I found something in this area, the corner of 13th Avenue and 46th Street, and then the person will say what the object is, or the other way around, that you say, I found this object, a barrel of wine or barrel of oil, and then the person tells you where it was on 14th Avenue and 37th Street. So those are the two ways, but the question then becomes, it's the same question, that is, it's something not intrinsic in the object itself does not have a sign, but do we say that the association, the where it is that a sign or not? Again, which has two different ways of its application. So that was the question of the Asr of Nachman. So Malaysa said to him, Tinisu, you learned it in the Braisa. That was the Braisa we just quoted before. Matzachav yishal yayin. If you find barrels of wine, vishal shemen and of oil, vishal tvua and of grain, vishal groigris and of pressed figs, vishal zesim and olives, harei elu shaloi, so you could keep it. Now, the reason why you could keep it, as we had explained before, either because we're talking about that there is no seal around it, or even like Abaye said, even though there's a seal, however, that's not going to be a sign because it's after the Eitzris, after the storehouses are open, and many people have this seal around. But the point is, there's no sign in the object itself. However, but if you would assume to say that place and area is a sign, let him announce the place, which we said place can mean either that he announces, I found something in this area, and he tells him, oh, it was a barrel of wine, Or even he could announce, I found a barrel of wine, but he will tell him where it is. So therefore, even though the object itself has no simen, you should still have to call it out. On that, Amar Zidr, this says, no, it's not a raya. Hachamai Eskina, what we're talking about over here, is Beraksa Dinahara, talking about that the barrel of wine was found on the riverbanks. And that is that the wine would come to the city on the boats. And then people would go ahead and they would take off the barrels of wine from the boats, and then they would put it on the edge of the riverbank, and then they would go ahead and take it off one at a time and bring it where they needed to. Now sometimes they would forget one. And therefore, as the Gemara explains, Amar Rav Mari, my time Amar Rabbanan, what's the reason that the Rabbanan said that Raksa did Nahara lo have a simon? Why is it that the riverbank is not a simon? You should still be able to say that the Malkum should be a simon. Because we're saying that it's possible that we would say Mokum is a simon that the place is, because Tamrinli, we tell him, just like it happened for you to be over there, your barrel was left, it also happened to be that your friend left it over there, and therefore, although generally we would say that Mokum would be a simon, but here by the riverbank, where everybody is buying their barrels of wine over here, and he's saying, oh, what do you mean? I know you found something, but it was my barrel. I could tell you that it was a barrel that was left. He says, oh, you left a barrel. You know how many people left barrels over there? That's where everyone goes and gets their barrels from. Therefore, Malkum cannot be a simon. Ikadamah, there was a different version of this, that Amar of Mari, Mari said, my time Rabbanan, Malkum will have a simon. Why did the Rabbanan say that in general, the Malkum is not going to be a simon in this case? And as Rashi explains, the difference between on this version is, that even if the person was precise, and he didn't just say, I left it by the riverbank, because the riverbank. You know how many people leave their barrels over there, everyone buys it? But he tells you exactly where the riverbank is. I can prove to you that it's mine, because I'll tell you it was there on the left corner. Still, that's not a simon. Why is that? Because we still tell him that, just like you happen to have had it in that exact spot, it could have been exactly that's where your friend left it, and therefore there is no such a simon with the place of where it is, because there's so many people leaving the barrels over there, just identifying that where the place is not enough to be considered a simon to prove that it was your barrel of wine. Now the Gemara brings a story relating to this halacha, if makam is a simon. So it says, Hu gavra, there was an individual, the ashkach kufra, he found pitch. Now pitch is generally from, it's a coal, it's generally a residue from tar, which generally comes from coal, which is something that does not have a simon. So he found this pitch in Beimatzarta, in a wine press. Asli kamei derav, came in front of Rav. What's the halacha? Amalei. Zil shkola navshach. Go ahead and take it for yourself. So chazi dehava kamachasim. He saw that he was hemming and hawing. He was hesitant. He saw that he was afraid. You know, I feel bad. I'm taking something that's not mine. Maybe it's really someone else's. And the word machasim rasha is from like the term leisachsim, which is not to muzzle. In other words, he felt like as if this was something wrong. Amalei said to him, Zil plug li l'chi b'ri, mina, if you're so concerned, go ahead and split it with my son Chi. You think I'm just giving you a psak halacha to go ahead and permit something that's really asur? It's permitted. And if you want, you can split it with my son. That's how far I'll show you that I hold that it's permitted. So on this, the Gemara asks, based on the discussion we were having before, Lema kasav Rav, does this show us that Rav holds that Malkum lo have a simon, that the place is not a simon because this was found in a certain place? In the Beit Matzarta, in the wine press, that's where the pitch was. So you could say that where it was or what the object was, and therefore, from the fact that he's saying that the person could keep it, obviously he holds the place where it is not considered a simon. And that the Gemara says, no. Amar Baba, truthfully, where the place is would usually be considered an identifying feature and it would be a simon. But Mishum Yish Bailab Naguba, the reason why he permitted it was because it was already in the category of what's called yiush, that the owner gave up on it. And the reason is, the chaz de katri bachilfi, he saw that weeds were growing out of it. And therefore, it was obviously there a long time, and the owners for sure gave up on it a long time ago, and that's why he gave it to him. You're right, if it was a short time ago, he would say that you would have to call it out, because the guy could say where exactly it was or what the object was in that place. However, here he was able to tell that for sure the owner gave up hope, and that's why if you find something after yiush, harel shalai, you could keep it. Then the Gemara continues discussing our Mishnah that said, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, he said that kol kli amporia, all vessels of amporia, you don't have to announce. So the Gemara asks, my amporia, what is amporia that you don't have to announce? So I'm Reb Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kelim chadashim, they're new vessels, something that was just made, shalei savasan ha'ayin, that the eye has not been satisfied, the eye is not full with it yet. Now what that means is that the person is not yet accustomed to looking at using it, that he'll be easily recognizable to him that that's mine. So even though there's no exact siman to it. But sometimes when you use something long enough, you could tell, you just get used to it. Oh, that's my jacket, that's my thing. And as Rashi explains, the word ampurya fits into this category because it's from the contraction of an acronym of ein poi ru'iya, that there is no, and the word ru'iya could be there's no proof or there's no visual here, there's no way of getting used to just looking at it and recognizing it. And therefore, such a kli that's new and you wouldn't even recognize that it's yours, you don't have to announce it. So on that, the Gemara asks as follows. Hechidami, what is the case that this is talking about? And that is, e is behu simen, if this object that's new and no one recognizes it, but there's a simen to it, I have my name tag or whatever it is. So kili savasna ayin mahava, what's the difference that my eye will not recognize it, but I have a simen? And idales behu simen, if there is no sign to it, so kisavasna ayin mahava, so even if I will recognize it, what's the difference? I have no way of proving that it's mine. The only way we return something is with a simen. So what's the understanding of this case of ampurya, that you don't return it? What's the difference? If there's a simon, you should return it. If there's no simon, even if you did recognize it, you still wouldn't return it. And that the Gemara says, lo'ilam delesbu simon. Truth, this case of ampurya is talking about that there is no sign to it. However, nafkimina, the difference would be that why would you have to call it out? Because maybe the one that's going to come to claim that it's his is going to be a Talmudic scholar. And therefore, lahaduri l'tuvir abanim, because there you would have to return it to that Talmudic scholar, b'tvius eina, with just his recognizing it that it's his, as the Gemara explains. Sivasna ayin, if it's something that people, it's already not so new that people would recognize, you could tell it was worn already, this jacket many times, then kimle begavayu, then it's something that he's already confident that he could recognize that it's his, umadrinle, and then we return it to him without a simon. Kilos of us nine. However, if it's what's called ampuria, that there's no raya here, there's no ri'iyah, you can't recognize it because people didn't have it for long enough to get used to it. Like Kimle Gavaya, he wouldn't be clear that it's his anyways, then Beloy Madrin Lebi wouldn't return it to him, and therefore you'd have to call it out, even if it would be at Sivim Rabbanan, and you could keep it, as the Gemara explains. Dam Rav Huda Amar Shmuel says, which tells us this concept about the trustworthiness of a Talmud Chacham, that even if there's no simon, just by his saying that it's his, we would return it and know that he's saying the emes. Because he said, Bahani Talas Mili, in these three areas, Avidi Rabbanan de Mishani Bimilayu. On these three things, the Rabbanan, these Talmudic scholars, they change the exact words of what the truth is. And that is Bimisechta, regarding the tractate. And that is, if someone asks them, are you proficient? Do you know this Mesechta very well? So although he really knows it very well, he says no. And that's a midah, it's a characteristic of anava, of humility. Ubepurya, and regarding someone asked them if they were intimate last night or not. So they say that they say no. And that's, again, that's a midah of tznius, of here it's of modesty. And the third thing we continue on top of Chavdal Manav is ubishpiza, regarding their hospitality, where if someone asks him regarding the host, the place where he stayed, did they accept you nicely? Did they serve you? Was it nice? And he says, no, it wasn't so great. That happens to be a good characteristic, a good midah. And that is because all these people that are improper and they don't care about other people, they're going to go, oh, you heard that there's a great place. Let's go crash the place. We're going to go ahead and stay there all night. And they're going to use up all that person's money because they're going to take advantage of him. So as a way of preventing that, he says, no, it wasn't such a great place, and therefore they're not going to go there. So regarding these three things, Talmid Chacham change a little bit of what the truth is, and they're praiseworthy because they're good midas. So now the Gemara explains, my nafkamina, what's the difference to know that these are the three things that Talmid Chacham changes? Amazut, as the Ritza said, for our halacha, la'aduri le'avedita b'tviyas eina, to have to return to him his lost item with just his recognizing it, that it's his. And that is as follows. If we know that he doesn't change the truth on anything, and these are the only three things that he changes it, then we return it to him with tvias ayin, regarding a lost item, just with him saying that it's his. And that's why we have to say that, however, ampurya, that there is no tvias ayin even, then you could keep it. However, if he changes the truth even by other things besides the three things, then we don't return it to him, because then he's not totally trustworthy, and just by saying that it's his, doesn't mean that it's his, and we wouldn't have to return it to him. So the Gemara ends off with a discussion, a story that illustrates this idea about how to compare how someone is in one area to say show his trustworthiness in another area. Mazutra Chasida, in Egniv Le Kasa de Kaspa Mishpiza, there was a silver vessel that was stolen from his host. So they were wondering who was it that did the theft. Chazilahu bar beirav. So he saw this student, this young student, demashi yade, that was washing his hands. V'nagiv beglim lechavri, and he went and he dried his hands on his friend's clothing. Amar, he said, Hainu hai. He is the robber. He's the one that stole it. And how do I know that? He doesn't care about his friend's money. That's indicative. That shows something. Kafte, they tied him down and they coerced him, and he admitted that it was his. And that's the same concept. Trustworthiness carries over, and therefore Tamid HaChamim, that if they say and they recognize that it says, you return it to them. And that's why he's only saying, I'm poor, you were. Even Tamid HaChamim wouldn't be able to recognize it. Then you keep it. And that's why that story illustrates the same idea, that you see that he's not so careful about other people's money. He's using his clothing. He says, yeah, what's the difference? I'm just drying my hands. He's the robber. He stole it. And that proved that he was actually the robber. Again, that shows that reflection that we find with Tamid HaChamim, that if they're trustworthy, we can return to them a keli with Tvi'as Ayin.